Hello family, hey, it is so good to have you with me today, and I am so super excited for the guest I have for you today. Now I'm going to pat myself on the back because I never fail to deliver. I promise you, no one but the best people for this show, and to be fair, it's not just me. I mean, I do get your DMs and your comments just telling me how inspired you are by some of the guests that come on this show. And today is no different. And you know what? I'm not going to say much. I'm just going to say, let your ears be peeled. Make sure you have a notepad and a paper. And get ready to be totally inspired, guys. Hello. Hi, Delita. So good to have you.
Thank you. Hi, Amy. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm not too bad. We had a sunny day in England, so I can't
wait. Yes, the summer has finally come.
Right?
We were waiting for it for like 3 years.
How about yourself? How's your...
Me and my daughter Luna, we had a great day. We went to see this garden place with a lot of fishes, and it was a great day, like in terms of weather. So we really enjoyed it. And yeah, she's fast asleep now because we had a very, very tiring day. So mommy time now.
Good. That's good. It's always a win when you can get them out, get them exhausted. They sleep like logs.
Yes. Yes.
So guys, this is the beautiful and an absolute boss. Her name is Delila.
Thank you.
And Delila, now your surname, is it Bonnie?
It's Bonnet, but they don't allow the accent, like they don't have the apostrophe or whatever it's called in England, just in Italy. So they don't really put it anywhere, so I just say bonnet, whatever you want to call it.
Fair enough. So yeah, we've got Delila. I'll stick with the first name because that is
yes, please do.
Yes, Delila, look guys, I always promise you to have the most inspirational people on this show, and once you hear Delila's story, you're going to be kicked into action. You're going to say, right, if Delila's done it, I have no excuse under the sun not to get a move on my goals, right? Mm-hmm. So, Delila, before we delve into the sweet stuff, but this probably won't be on the spot. Where and how did we first meet? Do you remember? It hasn't been that long, so.
No, it hasn't been that long. Actually, I met first your husband on the Q platform, which is basically a community that I'm part of and you are now part of as well. And I remember that I think you messaged me saying how I think inspiration, but first you were actually doing some meetings with a few of my team members, I think, and then you got in contact with me and you told me how inspirational I was and how you would like to kind of, you know, expand your, when I say your social media knowledge, as well as, you know, kind of like sharing the idea of the community that we're both into. And so, like, if I had any tips and, you know, how we could get, you know, an event going. So that's how we started talking.
Definitely, guys. Look, and that's how, yeah, we ended up where we are today, because she's all knowledge. And I saw her and I was like, right, this girl.
And on top of it, you're a mom as well. Sorry, I forgot. Yeah, so you're a mom. I'm a mom. So, you know, it always nice when we connect with each other because we know the struggles, we know the, you know, the rewards, we know the funny moments. Mm-hmm. So definitely as well that.
Definitely, yeah. So that's it. Like, I saw a mom who was absolutely killing it and who had a lot to give. And I was like, right, maybe I can learn something from this lady. So, yes. So, guys, Delila, can you introduce yourself to my guest?
Yes. Yes. So, my name is Delila. I'm 31 years old. I'm a single mother. And when I say single mother, I really mean single mother 24/7. I am originally Italian and I live in the UK. So, I have no family here. My friends I can't really rely on when it comes to my daughter. So really and truly, the father is just non-existent. So I basically am raising my daughter by myself. I'm also a freelance makeup artist for celebrities, photo shoots, editorials, fashion week, etc., etc. Anything that you can think of, movies as well. And I'm also a professional forex trader. I'm a crypto investor, stock investor, and I'm also an executive partner at Q Plus Company. So yeah, that's me. I don't know if you want me to share more about my story, or that's something that you're going to ask me. So I don't want to ruin the moment. I don't want to go and keep going, you know.
No, don't worry at all. But like, I just wanted them to have a taste of what you are and who you are, because look at that guy. She's, and
Yeah.
I just want to add, you were on, was it a Netflix set as well, not long ago?
So basically, yeah, the movie that I did in January, it's a Bollywood movie, and this Bollywood movie is going to be launched on Netflix India, I believe. I want to say quite soon. So yes, I'm quite excited.
Yay, amazing. So she's not just like any makeup artist, she's actually really good at whatever she does.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Dalila, look, the reason I've had you here is because we're talking on leadership in this series, and the whole aim of this show is, really to remind everyone that there is greatness within them, and the world needs them to shine and be their best selves, essentially. And I've seen and heard that through your story and how you continue to live and chase your dreams, but you're not just chasing, things that may have been unrealistic before. So can you just tell us a bit about your story? Because I feel that it's a real rags to riches, one might say. So where were you before?
So, sorry, say it again.
I was just going to say, where were you before? How did it all start for you?
So, it started, I mean, I want to say last year, July, but since my daughter is born back in 2018, April 2018, has been literally a roller coaster because of the situation with the dad, my financial situation. It has been very, very rough, and the past 3 years have been probably the worst years of my life, even though I had my daughter, but everything that came with it, I'm blessed to have her. I love her, I adore her, but I was left on my own, and this is not what I agreed on, if that makes sense. So that's not what we agreed on, and so I had no choice but, on top of picking up the pieces of a family that just scattered everywhere, not because of me, I also had to toughen up and deal with my psychological situation, whether I was okay, whether I wasn't okay. I'm still the full-time care of my daughter, so I had to be okay. I had to pretend to be okay. So I think it was last year, July, I hit rock bottom, where I had some very bad news regarding, the father of my child, and whatever situation was going on. And on top of that, I had been struggling a lot financially. I've been put into debt. Not because of me. And we're talking about like quite high debt. And also psychologically, you can imagine, like, being a single mother, first time mother, God knows how I pulled through the past 3 years, because I was being suicidal as well. After I gave birth to Luna, I went through postpartum depression.
My God.
And I started therapy for a while as well, because it was really, really bad.
Wow.
And I basically, I was emotionally drained, but when you're so sick and tired of feeling that way, when you're so tired of being disappointed, when you're so tired of the situation that you're in, when you're so tired that you cannot make it at the end of the month financially, when you have to go and collect, the food vouchers because you have no money to actually buy food for you and your daughter, you're in arrear on your rent. something switched in me, and I said, honestly, there has to be something out there. Like, there has to be something that I can do to change my situation and my daughter's situation. There has to be. And that's what I came across. At the time, it was called WMG. I kept on seeing on Jennifer Lee Moon, which is my leader. I have a friend in common with her, and I kept on seeing her friend posting Jennifer's stuff and, women doing trading and, women doing this and that and making residual income. And I was like, how do women do that? Because I thought the trading was only for men. And so I was like, you know what? Okay, I'll try. I dive in. I didn't even attend a webinar. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I had no clue. I just went, yes, I'm on it. Yeah, let's get in. Yeah, let's get in. So I signed up, and I just basically dived in. Like, I was eating, drinking, breathing, everything that you could think of, WMG at the time. So I really worked hard. But basically, and the achievements, like, I could see that I was setting my goals and I was smashing them. And when you're a leader, sometimes when you achieve so many things, you do not realize what you have achieved. You just keep going, you just keep going, you just see the next goal and the next goal and the next goal and the next goal, but you don't stop and appreciate and give yourself a pat on the back, saying, or a pat on your shoulder, saying, well done, because you really pulled through. Like, you pulled through the ups and the downs, the difficulties, also the success time, because when you hit a success, a high level of leadership, the next level of, success or leadership, whatever you want to say, sometimes people tend to rest there. They don't set another goal, and they don't tend to keep going. They just stand there for a while. And for me, I just kept going. But my fault, I think, I guess, in my success so far has been not recognizing my success and whatever I've achieved. That's one thing that I'm probably, guilty of. But for me, this journey that I started with WMG, which right now is called Q Plus, has been probably the most amazing journey that I've ever taken in my life, because of the knowledge that I gained, not just of the financial market, just in general in life, to be honest, about my mindset, about leadership, about a successful, vision, how to relate to people, how to speak to people, what kind of friendship. Like, what kind of friends you need to have around you for you to be successful, because that's a very important thing. So in less than a year, because it's not even July now, but in less than a year, I've made it financially as well, where I can actually, if I were to withdraw the money that I had in my trading account and crypto, investment and stock investment, I could actually put it down a deposit for a house. When last year I was actually nearly homeless and I had no money for food. So
Wow.
yeah, that's I think that's make that's a massive change financially. But one thing that I would say is everything started first in my mind, the change, and then the finances followed.
That is great. And we're going to come to mindset in a bit, because it sounds like you can't get out of that unless you get out of your mind first.
Yes.
We're going to touch on that a bit more, but it's so true, isn't it? They say when you hit rock bottom, there's really nowhere else to go. And it sounds like kind of what happened with you, isn't it?
Yes.
I can totally.
It's a beautiful place. It's a horrible place for the way you're feeling, but it's also a beautiful place.
I guess this is it. You have two choices. You either stay
Yeah.
and
Feel
just
miserable or like,
stay.
stop. Start kicking butt.
Exactly what you did. And I can totally attest to what Q has done. I mean, that's the community we're both part of, and it's so true. And obviously, we'll speak about that more as we go on. But definitely it's you need that community as well to help you up when you're at rock bottom.
And yes,
I can totally see and understand how Q helped you now.
Yes.
Could we go into that mindset thing? Because I think, yeah, what happened to your mind?
So I think so the CEO of the company, his mentoring sessions are very powerful. And the reason why I think is because he doesn't sugarcoat things. He literally tells you the way it is. So if you're being lazy, you're being lazy. Stop being lazy. Get up and do your work. Get up and do whatever you need to do to become successful. Like, and that's the kind of mentorship one needs from somebody that, you know, from your mentor. And I think my mindset switched because I said, like, it is not possible that a single mother has to be, you know, cursed by this poverty or whatever it is. Because when I went to look, I did a live on Instagram in January. Okay. And I had to research some statistics. I knew this already because I had other people, other single moms that told me this about, you know, the benefits and the lifestyle and, you know, how little money they had. And 2 out of 3 moms, single moms, are near to poverty, like in this country and all over the world.
Wow.
As in, like, you have no choice. Like, you literally have no money for nothing, nearly. 2 out of 3, that's massive. And I said, there has to be more. Like, it's not possible that, you know, I'm stuck here. I know that I'm meant for more. I know that I can do more for my daughter. I know that I can achieve everything that I want to achieve. And so my mindset switched at the time that I hit rock bottom. But one thing that I would say is, if you need that push, get yourself a mentor. Because a mentor is somebody that stimulates your mind, stimulates your vision, stimulates your senses, everything that you can think of in terms of, like, you know, making you progress. If you don't have that kind of, you know, mentoring community that think alike, you're not going to get there. There is a say where if you hang around with, I don't know, 5 successful people in business, you're going to become the 6th. If you hang around with 5 idiots, you're going to be the 6th. So I knew that I had to make a change as well. As I changed my mindset, I had to make a change in my friendships.
Wow.
Because they didn't have the same mindset that I was, you know, starting to change. And I didn't want to stop and go backward. I wanted to actually continue and go forward. And sometimes you have to leave a baggage behind, because when you're stepping into your next level in life, you can't bring everything with you.
Wow.
Because it's going to change. It's going to struggle. You're going to struggle to progress maybe as quick, because your mindset is always going to be challenged by the people that don't have that same mindset, the same vision.
I feel like that message right there, like, can we stop this podcast right now? Can we just sit in silence? Wow. That's...
I had a question today actually about this.
Go on.
Somebody asked me, did your friendship changed when you started changing? I said yes.
Right.
And I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Wow.
I didn't care I was leaving people behind. I just cared about my new mindset and the new people that I had around me.
It's so true. It's so true. And I think environment is everything. And we see that in nature, isn't it? You plant, so you need to be in the right environment or you won't thrive. You can be a seed and have everything in you, you know,
not in the right soil.
Do you know what I mean? So I totally
so true.
Agree with that. And I love what you were saying about getting a mentor, though. I think that is so underrated in today's world. People love this. Experience is the best teacher and stuff. And actually, it's your mentor, right? Anyway, let me know what you think of this, but you know, I believe your mentors are your best teachers.
Yes, I think the mentor is actually somebody that pushes you to break your limits, whether your experience is what actually keeps you beneath the lead, because experience, if let's say, for example, I don't know, the person that climbed the Everest, I'm pretty sure that he failed a couple of times and maybe he went back. Imagine if he tried once and then he never did because of experience.
Right.
He's experienced in doing it, like, you know, oh, it's not possible, it's not going to happen. Well, then we won't have people that have gone to the moon. We wouldn't have people that, you know, probably created like invention and anywhere, like, you know, even Tesla, Elon Musk said that he failed, I think, 3 times. Mm-hmm. Imagine if he failed the first time and he gave up. We wouldn't have Tesla today, and it wouldn't be, well, now he's not the richest man anymore in the world, but until like a month ago, he was. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. Like, so experiences, in certain aspects, it is maybe in danger, I want to say, maybe like, you know, touching fire. That's, you know, that's the best teacher. But in terms of like taking risk and trying things, following your dreams, experience is definitely not the best teacher. The best teacher is your mentor, or somebody that pushes your limits, somebody that pushes you to dream big. And, you know, allow your mind to visualize things that you thought that you were never capable of being or achieving. So 100%.
Wow, I love that. I love that. And thanks for clarifying that. And I think this is it. A lot of our traditional sayings or whatever, what we've been brought up to believe as true.
And, yeah.
You know, need to be kind of unlearned, isn't it? I feel that I'm definitely going through that process myself, just unlearning, isn't it?
There is a lot of people staying in the comfort zone nowadays because it's easier. But it's not really easier if you think about it, because at the end of the month, at the end of the day, at the end of your life, you're still struggling. So is it? Like, I think that whatever it's outside the comfort zone and on the other side of fear is greatness, is legendary. So if you're ordinary, if you're just average, you're staying in the comfort zone.
Gosh, you're killing me.
Yeah.
A good way. You're killing me in a good way.
You know, me, I like to speak facts, and I will come for you. I think that's why me and Chief, which is the CEO of the company, get really along. Yeah, we choose violence.
I know. Guys, I'm in Delilah's group, Team Tenacious, woo-woo, and she's our leader. Yeah, she comes for us every single time. You don't even know the half, but it's good stuff.
Do you remember the other day you were in the in the team meeting, I said, guys, leave your friends behind. Leave them. Do not have them around you. They're not beneficial to your growth. Leave them behind. I was literally screaming.
She's not joking.
Violence every single time.
Oh, well. Hopefully it does something good.
I think this is it. I think a lot of people sugarcoat things. And I think that's the reason I approached you as well. I was like, you know what? I need some fire. That's exactly what I said. My butt. Like, you know, because if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always had, right? So
True. If you don't change what you do, you're not going to get different results.
That's it. And like, with that in mind, I know you were saying that you decided to make a difference. I know a lot of people want to make a difference. And you see, this is where I think a lot of people get stuck in a rut, because they're always waiting for something. Oh, in the new year. Oh, when I get a raise. Oh, when I pay this off or something. What made you say, okay, I'm going to do it now?
It was the rock bottom moment. So for me, that was it. And I had enough. I had enough of living, struggling, of, you know, being comfortable and being average. Like I was, come on, I was doing TikTok videos. I don't want to say the word stupid, but you know, like what am I doing? Like, I mean, I can still do them today. And I do some funny reels, so I do some funny videos, but is that paying my bills?
Right.
Is that building a house for my daughter? Is that raising a capital or, you know, generational wealth or whatever you want to call it? Like, is what is that doing to my life? Like, was Netflix paying me for standing in front of the TV for like 3 hours watching a series? No. No, I literally, I like, it was such a switch for me. And I think it has to happen in the mind. Like, there has to be something that makes you switch. There has to be something that either happened to you. There has to be something that you're so sick and tired of, which could be your work, it could be your relationship. It could be, I don't want to say your marriage, because hopefully the marriage is going to last. But like, you know, there has to be your family issues, family matters, financial matters. There has to be that switch where you're like, I had enough. I'm going to make it happen. And that for me, that was, yeah, that was it.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to quote you because you said something earlier this week. I believe it was, I don't know if it was during boot camp training, but anyway, you said something and you're like, you take the moment and you make it right. And everyone,
yes.
Gosh,
and it's so
the CEO club and the CEO actually decided to take the quote and make it his own, but it's okay. I will ask for the royalties later.
Copyright.
Yes, copyright and royalties.
But I thought that was,
yes,
so, I mean, that's exactly what you've explained right now, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it is. If you don't, you know the way they say carpe diem, catch the moment, you know, like, again, we go back. If you don't change the way you do things, things are not going to change. It's right. That simple. If you're doing the same rubbish that you're doing every day, which is, you know, not being productive in the morning, or like, you know, it's like a diet. It's like, I don't know. And I'm the one, like, trust me, I'm struggling right now because I got a personal trainer and I'm struggling. But if you want to lose weight and you're still eating the same way you were eating, you know, junk food before, are you going to lose weight? If you don't apply, if you don't start doing exercise, are you going to lose weight? No, you're not going to do that. So what do you need to do? You need to change your routine. You need to change the way you think. You need to change the way you eat. You need to change the way you move. And it's the same thing when you're trying to achieve something. But if you don't take, there is never going to be the perfect moment. Trust me. There is not going to be, or when I'm going to be a bit less busy from work, then a full week of, you know, job, like, you know, I don't know, works, contracts come through and then, you know, you can't do anything because your work is up to your head, you're full of work and you're not going to be able to achieve anything. So really and truly, it's just you taking the moment as it is and make the most out of it. Definitely.
I love it. I love it. Dalila, I mean, as we draw to an end, can you just let me know, like, what are three things, like, should I say, like, rituals, you know, or habits that you do a day? Because I'm sure people are thinking, right, I'm actually quite inspired. How do I do this on a practical level? Because all... But, you know, like you're saying, if you're training and you want to lose weight, the practical thing you might do is, okay, stop eating junk. If you're trying to train your mind to get into this new wealth mindset, what are three practical top tips you would give someone?
So I have to say, for me, I love affirmations. So I have a series of affirmations on my phone, on Apple Music, the ones to go to sleep. So they're more relaxing. And then I love Tony Robbins, like, love him. And I play, there is this video is about 13, 15 minutes long. And I play sometimes in the morning, because it really pumps me up. Like, it's so motivating. It's so inspirational. So that's one thing, like, so it will be like probably audible, you know, affirmations as well as motivational videos. I like to, for me, I like to see people winning.
Okay.
So from my mentoring, I like to mentor people. So it's not really a ritual, but it's something that I try to do daily. And even you notice that I'm in the team and I speak to a lot of people in the company anyways. And I like to give what I learned in terms of leadership and mindset, you know, motivation, everything you can think of that comes, you know, that is related to your mindset. And for me, that's such a push. So if I see people winning, if I see people that, you know, are improving their life or their trading or whatever it is, thanks to me, that makes me feel happy and makes me want to do it more. So for me, that's a daily thing. So like, literally, I try to check up on people daily, on my team members, you know, that will be another thing. And the third one, sometimes rest and stare at my daughter, being grateful for her. Because if I didn't have her, I would probably still be on a 9-to-5 thinking that I was going to be a millionaire one day. You know, with being a manager of a company where I'm making the CEO of the company rich and I'm literally getting the 2% of what they are earning.
Wow.
And probably won't be able to even buy a house. But I think, yeah, that's the third thing. Yeah.
Oh, I love those. So basically affirmations is what you said, and leading and mentoring, which is
yeah.
a thing, isn't it? Because it's, I guess I see it as you need to give what you have to make room for more, isn't it? You
can't
hold everything. So that's amazing. And it's everything as well. So, wow. Those are things to ponder on. Thank you. Thank you so much for those. Guys, like, I don't want to let her go, but this is...
It's been amazing, actually. Thank you so much for having me on.
No worries. I've enjoyed having you on. And would you mind telling us a bit more about Q? I know it's a community we're both part of, but
yes,
people who are listening, I know I've got quite a lot of my audience is based in the US as well. So obviously,
amazing.
You know, what is Q? Like, just tell us.
So Q&A is an educational platform where we basically teach you how to navigate the Forex market, crypto market, and the stock market. On top of it, you can actually earn residual income thanks to the Q economy, which is basically the chance of building a team within, you know, by sharing the vision of the company with the rest of the world. We have teams from all over the world, so from US, Africa, so we got like a big team in Nigeria, we got people from Italy, Europe in general. We are based in the UK. I'm building a massive team in Ireland because like 50% of my people, of my team members are actually from Ireland as well. It's, I don't even want to say a company, it's a community, it's a family. And we also work a lot on mindset, trading psychology, and all this kind of stuff. We hold webinars for people to know more about, you know, the company weekly. I know, Amy, you got your event in June. So I hope you guys are going to be there, because this is something not to be missed, because it's changed a lot of people's lives. First coming from me, and I'm pretty sure that it's been a blessing for you too as well, Amy, and a lot of people in the company still.
Definitely. And thank you so much for, yeah, just giving a bit more light as to what Q is. And yeah, it is amazing, guys. And like Delita said, we've got an event coming up, and Delita obviously is executive partner in the company, and she'll be joined with some of the directors as well. So it's great, and it will be amazing to have you guys there. So whoever follows us, or if you don't, get following on Instagram at Stay Uncovered, and you can sign up for the event.
Yes.
But before we even go to that, Delita, how can people find you?
You mean on Instagram?
Yeah. On any social.
Yeah. Any social media? Oh my goodness, I think my name on Instagram is Dalila underscore FX. I believe that that's it.
That
And you can
is
find me. I'm pretty sure that I'm probably posted as well on the Q Plus page. And yeah, you can find me there. And there is in my bio, you can see the link tree with all the links to all the events that we hold. So feel free to register for any of those and join us, hopefully ASAP.
super. Thank you so much, guys. And I will leave Delita's information at the bottom of this podcast post, both on Instagram and Facebook. So get following, and just check us out, and you'll get all the details you need. So, Delita, once again, thank you so much. I'm so
Thank you
grateful.
so much for having me. It was amazing.
Yay. And right before you leave, I want
Yes.
to just give us some parting words of wisdom. Like, if you were to leave us, people to remember from this.
There is no limit to what you can be, so dare to be whatever you want to be. That's definitely one thing that I will say, go for it. Take the risk. Do not overthink it. Just do it.
Wow. Dare to be whatever you want to
Yeah.
be.
And also another one, do quit is not an option
Come on.
because you will have ups and downs. Quitting is not an option.
Wow.
Yes.
I love that. That, yeah, I love that. That thing to me. So that there you go, guys. You heard it here first. Quitting is not an option, and dare to be whatever you want to be. Thank you so much,
Yes.
Dalila. It's been an absolute honor. I would love to have you back at some point.
Definitely, definitely, I'm up for it. I would love to do one when I've achieved, buying a house and a car.
Come on
Yes,
now.
so that I can share more information about how I did it. But yes, I would love to be back. And thank you so much, Amy, for this opportunity and for allowing me to share my story. And hopefully that will be inspirational for some people out there.
I'm sure it is. You are so welcome, Delila. Have a beautiful evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye bye.
And that is a wrap. Wow, how amazing was that? I did tell you guys that she is so inspirational. Look, once you've finished listening to Delila, you have absolutely no excuse to not get a move on. So, what are you waiting for? Come on, get moving, guys. Look, if any of you want to find out more about the events Delila and I do, make sure you hit us up on social media. Feel free to get to us on the Today Uncovered page. So, that's at Today Uncovered on Facebook or Instagram. Or you're more than welcome to get in touch with us on our personal Instagram pages. So for me, it's Amy Sisiba, which is AmySizIba, all one word. Or for Dalila, it is Dalila FX on Instagram. All right, guys, remember, there is so much greatness within you. Don't you forget that. Have a beautiful day, and I will catch you on our next episode.